Director Josh Costello says the play Wittenberg by David Davalos fittingly began backstage.
The playwright was playing Rosencrantz in a production of Hamlet, which means you have a lot of time backstage to listen to the play Hamlet. And one of the things that he started thinking about was Wittenberg.
It's more than just the place where Hamlet was going to university when he heard the news of his father's death.
Wittenberg, to an Elizabethan audience, to Shakespeare's original audience, would have sort of been like UC Berkeley to an audience in the 60s. It's a place of learning and a place of expansive knowledge and free speech and new ideas.
And among those revolutionary thinkers are two of the young Hamlet's teachers.
In the play, we have Hamlet as an undergraduate entering his senior year at Wittenberg, and his two professors are Martin Luther, professor of theology, and Dr. Faustus, his professor of philosophy. Hamlet is unable to decide on a major, and both of them are trying to get Hamlet to come around to their way of looking at the world.
Director Josh Costello says David Davalos in Wittenberg keeps his Hamlet recognizable as the melancholy Dane we'll later meet in Shakespeare.
You get the sense, watching the play, if you know Hamlet well, you get the sense that, oh, Hamlet got the idea to say that particular line from something Dr. Faustus told him when he was in college or something Dr. Luther told him. And all these ideas are being kicked around over the course of the play and really examined and explored. And the play connects the ideas that are in these different stories already with ideas that are universal, that we're really struggling with still today.
This is Costello's third production involving this protagonist.
I've directed Hamlet before. I've directed Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead before, so it's fun to be able to revisit the story of Hamlet and really delve into this character, who's just such a fantastic character. The playwright has done such a good job of bringing all three of those characters to life in a way that feels true to the historical or the fictional history of these characters, and done it in a way that's so entertaining and so funny and just so clever. It's a great play.
Wittenberg at the Aurora Theater runs through May 4th, and that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire.